said there were no street fighters. They were full fighters. All of them were attacked. All of them were good for coming to the field. It was a new direction.
In constituency period. So obviously, some of us have commitments in our constituency period. You cannot defend everyone. I mean, I think there's no doubt in the department or this committee's mind that wherever name changes or renaming issues are, or nation building or broader, I would always defend. But it's not always convenient. And if you some of our areas, I've got nine municipalities, 209 wards. And if I have committed myself, I will not give it up to go to the Eastern Cape if the invitation comes correct. So that happens. But if you will allow me, seeing that we have new female staff chairperson, I hope 5 years in this committee as a PC member counts, because if I'm out of a job, I'm going to apply in your department.
Get it before Honourable Maluleka comes in. My worry is the people from the Eastern Cape, the MPs and the legislators. They said they didn't get it.
I just want to say, if it, as far as the committee is concerned, they have discussed it and whatever, and then got in touch with one of those kind of parties, because we said we must look at who from the opposition parties would be. And I personally think I spoke to a member of the IFL of NADECO.
No, I think I'm not concerned about the members of parliament from here. That's why I say, was an invitation also extended to the provincial people? I wanted to find out that one, whether they know or they didn't know.
Thank you, Chair. The MEC of the province, Mrs. Nokolo Aitan Dantiso, was also invited by the department. And the invites were done by the provincial department of the Eastern Cape. So they are the correct people to who have invited their portfolio committee members. Thanks.
So let's get to the business of the day. What about you,
DG? Thank you very much, Chairperson. And we thought that we would do this presentation because some of our associated institutions have been complaining about the allocations that go to them, and we thought that it was important to come to the portfolio committee just to remind the honourable members about the allocations that the department has and over the medium term expenditure framework, and that really any complaint and by our associated institutions should be understood within the context of our budgetary allocation. and we try and do our best and to satisfy all the associated institutions and our constituencies, but at times it is actually not possible. Secondly, I think that when we are talking about the funding of the arts and culture in the country, there is a huge gap that has been created because of the lack of disbursement of funds by the lotteries. It is a very, very serious matter. Some arts organizations have had to close. The Grahamstown Arts Festival, to my understanding, has not received its allocation or that was appropriated 3 years ago. And so there is some serious dysfunctionality within the lotteries board. And so what we find ourselves facing is that normally people would get a little bit of money from the National Arts Council, the National Heritage Council, and then find some further resources from the lottery. And now that is actually not happening. And it's even worse within the film sector, because the Act, the Lotteries Board Act, does not allow for money to be given to companies, private companies. It wants them to be given to non-profit organizations. And in the film sector, there's no non-profit organization that functions in the film sector. And they are all private entities, and then get money from the National Film and Video Foundation. And so we have also been having some discussions whether the money that was meant for the film should not be given to the National Film and Video Foundation, and then the National Film and Video Foundation could then do that disbursement. And that's the first challenge we have with regards to the lotteries. The second challenge is that within the arts and culture sector, there is an underutilization of the expertise of our associated institutions, such as your National Arts Council and so forth. Because if you can tap to those funding committees of existing organizations, perhaps we can then expedite the distribution of funds. I've had two meetings with the Director General of Trade and Industry regarding this matter, and I was informed. By my colleague that they were addressing this concern, but it is a really, really serious mess. And having said that, honorable members, I would like to then look at the budget of the department and just to remind you about our allocation. But perhaps before I get into that, I would also like to inform the committee that we have tabled the annual report to Parliament, and we hope that when Parliament resumes its duties early next year, we will be able to also engage with the annual report. And in terms of our presentation today, we will just look at the programs in the department and purposes of those programs, the MTEF, that is the Medium Term Expenditure Framework, and trends, and the budget summary of this current financial year, and give you then a detail of funding of budgeting per program. Of course, the aim of the Department of Arts and Culture is to develop and preserve South African culture to ensure social cohesion and nation building. We are divided into six programs. The first program is administration, which conducts the overall management of the department and provides centralized support services. Program two, that is arts and culture in society. The purpose there is to develop and promote arts and culture in South Africa and mainstream its role in social development. Program three is national language services, whose purpose is to develop and promote the official languages of South Africa and enhance the linguistic diversity of the country. Program four is the cultural development and international cooperation, whose goal is to improve economic and other development opportunities for South African arts and culture. This was doing nationally and globally through mutually beneficial partnerships and thereby ensuring the sustainability of the arts and culture sector. Program five is heritage promotion, and the purpose there is to develop and monitor the implementation of policy, legislation, and strategic direction for identifying, conserving, and promoting our cultural heritage. Program six is national archives, records, libraries, and heraldic services. And the program six's aim is to guide, sustain, and develop the archival, heraldic, and information resources of South Africa to empower citizens through full and open access to these resources. Our expenditure trends over the MTEF reflect the following, that the budget of the department grows at an annual average rate of 13%, or it has grown at an annual average rate of 13% between 2004 and 2005 financial year, and 2007-2008 financial year. And this annual increase is mainly due to additional resources specifically for capital works, such as developing the Freedom Park, upgrading and maintaining museums, and improving public and community library services. Therefore, growth is sustained over the MTEF period at an average annual rate of 12.5%. And as we have earlier indicated, growth is affected by projects such as Freedom Park, which will end in 2008-2009, and of course projects related to the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And I will come up back to this point when we deal with some of the allocations that have gone to our institutions. That because we have given them specific tasks that are linked to the MTEF leading up to the World Cup, that we're going to see a spike in the funding of these organizations, that over this MTEF, the allocations are going to go up because we've asked them to do particular things in preparation for the World Cup. And then after 2010, there's going to be a decline in the allocation that go to this institution. Now, I'm raising this matter, honorable members, because I know that when that decline starts coming in, these institutions are going to come to the portfolio committee to complain, to say that they were given money and now the money has been taken away from them. And I really would like the honorable members to note that fact, and that our expenditure is going to drop after 2010 because quite a project that, because of the project that was linked to 2010 World Cup funding. Provision for the community library services conditional grant to improve community library services and for upgrading the public entities is also extended over the MTEF period. The MTEF expenditure trends continue to reflect that the 2008 budget increased the allocations to the department by 536 million in 2008 and 2009, and then it decreases to 295 million in 2009-2010. And further decreased by 124 million in 2010-2011. And this reflects this spike I was talking about. Additional allocations include implementing social cohesion campaigns, and which is over the MCEF is 10 million this year, the next financial cycle is 15 million. And then it's 20 million on the outer third year. The upgrading of the infrastructure of public entities is 53,120,150 million. Preparing for the opening and closing ceremonies for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And it's not really only the opening and closing ceremonies there. There is a lot of other work that we are doing like doing recording social histories of the whole cities relating to 2010, and building up momentum towards 2010. So it's not that the money is only dedicated to the closing and opening ceremonies. And in this current financial year, we have got 15 million. The next one is 75 million. And in 2009 and 2010, and that allocation then disappears. Now, another one of additional allocation of 115 million was given to us to upgrade heritage institutions. This is particularly the museums and galleries. And then we have got the inflation adjustment for personnel and non-personnel items, and reflected at 12.8, 14.9, and 15.6 million. Now, if we look at the budget summary for this financial year, you'll find that public entities receive 852 million rand, which is 40% of our allocation. Capital works, which is linked to the maintenance of these entities, as well as capital works project, is 350 million, which is at 17%, and other transfer payments at 284, constituting 13%, and community libraries, 338, constituting 16%, and then the department taking 291, constituting 14%, and then we end up with 2.1 billion, which is the budget for 2008-2009. Now, honourable members, you will note that the transfers to our associated institutions dominate the total budget allocation, and they sit at 86%, 86.2%. And below that is just a graphic representation of how these allocations are done. The Arts and Culture in Society program . The performing arts institutions received 152.4 million, and then for promotion of arts and culture, we've got 41 million, and the detail is there. what goes into social cohesion, Women's Day celebration, art education and training, disability in the arts, community art centers, and we are actually working hard to reprioritize our budget over the MTEF to address the question of programming in the community art centers, because we are convinced, and based on the evidence on the ground, that the allocation that is going to the community art centers is not adequate. And if we really want to use the community art centers as one of the key drivers for social cohesion in the country, we have got to reprioritize and allocate some resources towards the communities. And then we have got Art and Culture Festivals, there's the Moral Regeneration Movement, Performing Arts, Institutional Management, what we fund for the Cape Town Jazz Festival, Africa Day Celebration, and our other activities. Now, for World Cup projects in this current financial year, as I indicated earlier on, we have allocated 15 million, and to the National Arts Council is 58.2. And then when we look at our playhouses, the State Theatre gets 30.4, Artscape here in Cape Town gets 35.1, the Playhouse in Durban gets 29.8, the Performing Arts Center of the Free State, which was formerly known as Parkhof, gets 25.4, Market Theatre in Johannesburg gets 19, Windybrook Theatre gets 7, and Business Arts South Africa gets 5.1. Coming to languages, the language planning and development gets 14.4, translating and editing is 2.1, national terminology is 1.1, human language technologies is 12 million, and Pan South African Language Board is 47 million. And honorable members, I just want to remind you that when it comes to Pan South African Language, during the minister's budget vote, there was a question that was raised here in Parliament about the functioning of the Pan South African Language Board. And the minister's response, if the honorable members may recall, was that we are kind of hamstrung in dealing with a Pan South African Language Board. Because PenSouth, although the allocation of PenSouth goes through the Department of Arts and Culture, PenSouth actually reports to Parliament. And there are some challenges that we are facing with that organization. And I think that we need to have some time to actually zero in on the PenSouth African Language Board before the challenges overwhelm us. With regard to cultural development and international cooperation, for the promotion of cultural industries, that is craft, music, design, and so forth, film, it's 41.5 million. We've got investing in culture, which is 100 million. We have got promoting culture internationally, which is 35, and this mainly is servicing the cultural agreements and the bilateral and multilateral forums, such as UNESCO. And then there is the National Film and Video Foundation at 37.8. And then we come to heritage promotion. The National Heritage Council has got an allocation of 29.9, which is almost 30 million. But we then said the National Heritage Council had to do certain things over the MTEF, and we call this a special project. Firstly, we said that this year we wanted a National Heritage Council to assist us with a very serious challenge that is facing our country. That challenge is social cohesion. And social cohesion has been identified as one of the apex of priorities of government. And so we went to the National Heritage Council, and then we said we will give the National Heritage Council an additional 16 million this financial year. But we had to sit down with them to say, let's craft how that 16 million is going to be allocated to address the issue of social cohesion. And that then was, we had to deal with the breakdown of that 16.2. And that breakdown reflects as follows. We concentrated on the concept of Ubuntu and nation building. And further on, next year, we will be having a conference called Building a Caring Nation, also aimed at social cohesion. And we have got African cultural practices and human rights, the role of women in heritage or women in heritage, education and heritage, heritage and the disabilities, and we looked at the HIV and AIDS, and we looked at xenophobia, and we looked at youth, and we looked at the diminishing heritage of the Khoi and San people, and we said we needed to look at campaigns of decolonizing the African heritage. And this is the 16 million, which was additional this year. Next year, we will look at an additional funding for the National Heritage Council. And in that additional funding, it will look at heritage and economic development, particularly in linking heritage with tourism. And then, on the, because whilst we're doing that, we will be also driving some campaigns that would take us to 2010 in terms of promoting and so of promoting tourism and showcasing South African heritage. And I want to emphasize here again that after 2010, these special projects are going to disappear in the allocation of these institutions, because this is directly linked to 2010. And then the declared cultural institutions, and which is the museums, etc., we have got 24.5 going into institutions. And then capital works, that goes to all our associated institutions, standing at 350, and South African Heritage Resources Agency standing at 31 million. And continuing with heritage promotion, and with the promotion of heritage, we've got 14, and we are also involved in this. We have given seed money to the restoration of the historic schools project, and such as looking at Lovedale, Hilltown, Inanda, Amanzimtoti, and so forth. And we started that project. We have given it a deep money of 4.5, and we're working with a private sector and the Department of Education in raising further funds. And then there is a social cohesion project at 8.2, and the African World Heritage Fund, 5 million, our National Day, 7, and promotion of living heritage standing at 4, and the geographical name standing at 5. And in terms of our institutions, there is a breakdown. The Northern Flagship Institution that is based in Pretoria, standing at 44. Iziko Museum at 43.9, Natal Museum at 11.2, National Museum in Bloemfontein at 21, the African Natal Museum in Paarl at 3, National English Literary Museum in Grahamstown 5.7, Potseka Museum in Pietermaritzburg at 8, War Museum of the Boer Republics in Bloemfontein at 5, Robben Island here at 46, William Humphreys at Gallard in Kimberley at 4, Engelenberg House Art Collection, so rather an insignificant amount of 205. The Nelson Mandela Museum in Mthatha at 13, and this is also another institution, honorable members, that we're going to need to zero in on, and as we carry on, I would welcome actually an opportunity that when that at one stage we should look at the annual reports of these institutions, because the annual reports of the institutions also tell a story about the state of health of the institutions themselves, and that the legacy with which that museum is associated needs to some closer scrutiny. Then there is the Luthuli Museum in Kwadugusa, 5, Freedom Park, 50, and the capital works associated with Freedom Park is 144, that brings it to 194 for Freedom Park. And then the Castle of Good Hope. And that 3.5 is a 3.5 that is not meant to run the Castle of Good Hope, but if we had budgeted that 3.5 in anticipation that the Castle of Good Hope would be transferred from Defense to the Department of Arts and Culture. And the implementation of that has been rather slow, not because of a lack of will from our side, but that there are some constituencies within the defense sector that still are making it difficult for the transfer to occur. Then there's the National Archives, Records, Libraries and Heraldic Services. The National Archives at 46.5, the Bureau for Heraldry at 6.5, and meta information is really it's a silly word. It just means library section, and we inherited this word meta information when we were still in the Department of Arts, Culture, Science and Technology. And then community arts libraries is 338. There's a wonderful progress that is going on the community arts libraries. The community libraries, and perhaps when the parliament convenes next year, we should consider giving the portfolio committee a progress report on how we're delivering on community libraries, because I think it's one of the critical areas of our work. And then the libraries, that is the national libraries, both the Cape Town campus and the Pretoria campus, standing at 35.3. In terms of our budget, the staff and remuneration and so forth takes 6% of our budget, which is 132, and then goods and services takes 8%, which is 133.6. And then just below that is the graphic presentation of the expenditure. And as I said, honorable members, you will see that if you look at 2007-2008, we are at 1.6, When we look at 2008 and 2009, we are at 2.1, and 2009, 2010, and we are at 2.4, and then from 2010, our allocation starts decreasing because of the 2010 factor. Thank you very much, Chairperson and Honourable Member.
Thank you very much. Somehow our quest was now verified, which I believe members still have some questions to ask. Maybe before they start, I don't know the question which was really forwarded to us by Mr. CEO Manotra.
Yes.
Was somehow he covered selling friends funds, the 16,000. One would like to know whether it is really covered in your presentation. What you kept on asking that. What I remember?
Would you like me to answer that one?
No, no, okay. You know the demo is
Honorable.
Thanks, Disney, for mine is very simple. On the deep program, we have that 6 million for the case justice.
Yes.
And the other program which one would regard as very some of your priorities, like your social cohesion. I would even include women's day in there, moral generation, freedom day. What makes that Cape Town Jazz Festival to, you know, get so much, whereas you have that are actually government programs that are very serious to be allocated much less than this. And then I'd just like you to explain this library thing. You said meta information is just really library.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got community libraries and libraries. It's a difference. Let me crack there for now. What other members?
Thank you, Chairperson. And let me also thank the TV for the presentation. I think my first comment will be on this the lottery funds that are not coming through. Because, if I remember, I don't think we are hearing this for the first time. And I'm not sure what it is that is being done for this fund to come through, because if my memory serves me well, I think this falls under trade and industry. No chance. So I don't know if the DG can maybe just speak to them as to what it is that is being done. And then under the MTF expenditure trend, where I think the DG did explain, you know, bullet number 3 about the opening and closing. You know, it sounds very, very clumsy, you know, to read it as opening and closing, although you actually gave a background to that. I'm not sure whether that could be also improved. And then lastly, can I just get a clarity concerning this special project? Because if you look at if you look at the I think that's the one that Manuela was also alluding to. Under the details of program, we have this social project, but then we also have Ubuntu and nation building under special project. How do they relate? Is there any relationship between them? Because I see this social cohesion appearing almost also under the heritage promotion. I see social cohesion project. Can you go to that and try to check?
Let me give myself another bite. You mentioned that a certain project here falls under, sort of, I don't know whether you're working together with the tourism. When it comes to the funding of whatever project it can be or program it can be, how do you relate with the tourism or sort of like a joint venture with tourism? Thank you. Honorable Prince Zulu. Before you respond, you happen to mention that the film and video foundation, if I misunderstood you, the video and film and foundation are sort of like a private issue. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was launched here like on Sunday evening. And then they raised some question to me that they're having a problem, this actor. That when acting with the internationals could get always get more funds than them. I don't know now, how do we get in the South Africa? Or how do we do that? And then we wanted to know the criteria. Which criteria has been used? Because South Africans, they are encouraged to perform like this as part of Africa. I didn't even respond yesterday, no.
Thank you, Chairperson, and some of the questions will be handled by my colleagues, but specifically the relations between national health, between ourselves and the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism, and what it is that we're doing together to promote tourism, and the issue of criteria of funding between the Mandela Museum in Umtata and the Luthuli Museum in Guadaguza, and what criteria was used, how did we arrive at that funding. Mr. Dino will also handle that, and then I will let me quickly take the other ones. The National Heritage Council is covered in the presentation on slide 13, and the slide 13 points out that at the top there is the normal allocation of the National Heritage Council, which is 29.9. And then there is the special projects, which is 16.2, and which I said then is linked with the MTEF addressing the 2010 activities, and then it gives then that detail of the projects, and that will be funded, or the thematic projects that will be funded under the 16.2, and as I said during the presentation. This year we are looking at heritage and social cohesion. Next year the special project would look at heritage and economic development, and of course linking that to tourism. So yes, it is covered. Moral regeneration, social cohesion, Women's Day. Why are they getting so little? What we are doing there is, first of all, a lot of our activities within the department define themselves within the aims of the Department of Arts and Culture, which is to develop and preserve South African culture to ensure social cohesion and nation building. So a great chunk of our allocation goes to address specific issues of social cohesion. When we give allocations to museums, when we give whoever we work with us, we say address this issue. So you find that the small items that come in there are just things that a special campaign that we drive, particularly those that need political visibility. For example, you will find that when we launch transformation of geographical names, and we want to drive that because of the political implications of it before we hand it over to civil society, and then, but we need them to have a little amount of money that would drive such things. Community libraries, meta information, what's the difference? The community libraries, But the libraries, in terms of the allocation, let me just go to that slide. It's slide 16. Let's start with meta information. Meta information really is it's library and information services. It's just a service that is done within the department, and in reaching out to the public. Community libraries, or it's the libraries that we're building throughout the country. This is also a special allocation that you will see in the MTEF as well, and you will also find out that after the end of the cycle, that amount is also going to drop. And this is where I said I would really appreciate an opportunity for us to actually present to the portfolio committee in terms of what is being done with the community libraries, where are the community libraries located. The honorable member, Prince Zulu, had said, are these libraries in the rural communities and so forth. And so that 338 million then goes to the building of these libraries in Tanzania and many other areas. Now, when we talk about the libraries, these are the national libraries, and that belong to the state. There's the national library that is here in Cape Town, just outside of Parliament, and then there is the national library that is at in Pretoria. We are keeping the records of Parliament and other materials in the library here in Cape Town, and a lot of record of government of the country here in the library in Cape Town. And also, honourable members, you will recall that we have got an act called the Legal Deposit Act, which requires that anything that is published in South Africa should be deposited in the library. And that says 55 million then goes to those two campuses of the library, Cape Town and Pretoria. Those are government, specifically government related libraries. Whereas that 338 on is related to provision of services to community. With regard to the opening and closing ceremonies, this is another opportunity, ma'am, that I would really like to request that we come and present the strategy of the department for 2010. Haven't we done it? Mm-hmm. We have done that, yes. And then, so that amount of money, that 50 million, deals with that. And then I've addressed the question of heritage promotion, slide 9, National Heritage Council and Programs of National Cohesion. What is the department going to do with historic schools? And what we are trying to do with historic schools is, one, to preserve the heritage that is associated with the historic schools. And because we are not the Department of Education, the Department of Education, working together with us, runs this institution and takes the responsibility of hiring teachers and curriculum and all of that. What we are interested in is to preserve the legacy and the heritage that is associated with these historic schools. But also, one of the things that is quite interesting regarding these schools is that these schools were regarded as centers of excellence, and that these schools a very large extent produced exemplary leadership, not only for South Africa but for the continent as well. So we're just trying to enhance the values and that we associated with these schools, and so that we can motivate our youth and as well as and as preserving the heritage. I've addressed the question of libraries. The question of NFF and Lutheran funding, I had alluded to this because in terms of the lottery funding refuses to give film companies money to make films because they say that those companies are private companies, they are not public entities or non-profit organizations, and which then begins to affect the question of them accessing or the matter of them accessing funding from the lottery. The matter of salaries for the actors, even here in the country, there are differentiation of scales. John Carney will pull more money than me. So it depends on the achievements of the specific actor or an actress. And of course, the people who come here to shoot film, particularly from abroad, you'll find that you are dealing with people like Danny Glover, who are already earning that bracket abroad, even before they land in this country. So Danny Glover comes with a particular package. And so it happens also in music. It's the same thing. The late Miriam Makeba commanded a specific respect and a specific seat. I'm sure it's just a fact of life. And part of how we operate in this sector, and I'm sure in other sectors as well. Not all doctors are paid the same salary. And then I would ask my colleague to answer the other two remaining questions.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I am going to be addressing two questions as the DG has indicated. First and foremost, I'll be dealing with a question that relates to our working together with the tourism. But maybe I think it's going to be appropriate that I start by saying that we work with the Department of Environmental Affairs at two levels. First level, we work at the level of the South African World Heritage Convention Committee that is looking at all the World Heritage sites in the country. So there, our major role is just looking at how best can we preserve and conserve those sites so that their integrity remains intact. But of course, recently we have started working also with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism on a joint study on the role of heritage in economic development, which we hope that by next year, early next year, we'll be having that study. Because the same study will also be touching on matters of tourism. Because as you know, honorable members, that the major product of tourism is heritage. So that's one area that I just thought that let me just talk to. But then coming to issues of two museums, that is the Mandela Museum and the Luthuli Museum, why such a wide difference? The first simple answer here, Honorable Member of Parliament, is the issue of size. If you look at the Luthuli Museum, you're talking about one solid site. But if you look at the Nelson Mandela Museum, you're looking at three sites, which is the Bunga Building, the Mvezo, as well as the Uno. So because of that particular, even spatiality, because it's a question of space here, and these are actually, located at different spaces, it therefore means that you need to have staff. You also need to have exhibitions that are relevant to each space. Of course, Mvezo, it's just an open-air museum, but I think the main museum, that the main campuses that I'm talking about here is the Bunga building and the Tulu building. So that, Honorable Member, has an impact on the budgeting processes there, and that is why you would have the Nelson Mandela Museum having a huge or a better budget than the Lutuli Museum. I don't know whether they want another letter to talk to, because the DG already spoke to issues of social cohesion, that actually, if you look at it, and I remember that it actually occupies all the branches of the department. It occupies the agenda of all our institutions. If you look also at the 16 million that we are talking about of the National Heritage Council, the big chunk actually goes to issue of social cohesion, because it's our focal point in the department.
Thank you very much, Nerat. Follow-up question.
Regarding the National Heritage Council, I don't know if you've got this letter from the National Heritage Council to the public, because I think it's all from your response, but I don't believe that what I'm going to suggest is that it's actually used for the public. I want to find out, and I think it's a very unfair question to you, because I think all of us must try to give what our own feelings or senses about, you know, the things that we have identified as projects that we have identified as countries. And I would, you know, talk about especially the issue of research. What would be the like I said, the very actual question. Do you think you are getting there? Do you want to do that? You know, I'm personally, in fact, I've decided, and I think for the past 2 or 3 years, so I no longer attend Freedom Day celebration. And it makes me even understand why white people don't attend our children. Because they are really very wonderful. What do you think was something that was, because I don't know, but I whether or not the person can actually take some lead on the thing to give meaning to Freedom Day celebration. Something that would, you know, within itself, whether it would be that specific day or a week or a month thing that culminates into something on that particular day, where we would be able to, where our mothers and sisters and daughters would be able to say that, you know, we are given some place within the celebration, something that deals with women. People with disabilities, but also the national question, you know, the way, because, you know, and one reason why I don't, because there's a lot of music during that, and to me, you know, really, if I, to use a very crude word, you know, but I don't even still regard it as music largely. I know there's some good pieces that will come up. But the music, especially when we talk moral regeneration, you know, for me, I love music, and I know the role of music in society and what it means. And I think a very good example is if you would compare what Miriam Makeba did with music, and what Asamo Fugazi does, you know, if you compare, you know, the one makes you think, makes you change your outlook towards life. It affects your political outlook towards life. And the one you find then, young people are being drawn into antisocial things, drugs and so on and so forth. So whether we want to accept that or not, that's what music does. And that was done, and we say young people must go, and when they go there, they go to that music, you know, to the festival on the 27th of April. So I just want to find out whether or not, and to think when you ask, and let's say one of the speakers there would say, or the minister will come and say, white people are not attending. To be honest with you, I won't attend it if I don't feel part of it. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say whether or not, you know, what you think about it, and whether or not there is something that we can do to really give meaning to that thing. Because, you know, sometimes you sit there and you look at this and you listen to that music. I wouldn't have been proud to have four ensembles in there and I don't know if I've made myself understood, but I think you understood what I want.
I think you put it in an African way so that they are able to understand. Is it really this day missing its meaning or losing its meaning? Your response, did you?
I'm just saying that because we invest money in it.
As you rightly said, this is also part of social cohesion, our endeavors on social cohesion.
Honorable member, it's not an unfair question. It's a very, very important question. Because we never really give ourselves time to reflect on these things. And the fundamental question is, after 10 years of democracy, what progress have we made to instill a sense of patriotism, to instill a sense of pride and social cohesion. Put simply, between 1994 and probably last year, we did not pay attention to issues of social cohesion. We paid attention to political stability, economic growth, jobs, and so forth, until the advent of social disintegration hit us. And then we were asked, now what do we do with the issues of social cohesion? The second method that I'm also fond of saying is that as a country, we are over obsessed about the youth and pay little attention to the children. And by the time we deal with them as a youth, they are already damaged goods. So we always have to make corrective measures. Always. We keep on making corrective measures, but we do not invest in the children of South Africa. And I've been saying that to my colleagues, and I've had this discussion with the minister and with the deputy minister as well, that we need to change the focus of this budget and see South African children in this budget. If you go to the National Arts Council and we invited them to do a presentation here today and ask them how much money are you investing in South African children? Zilch. When last did we see a children's theater? And asking state theaters and so forth. And so we need to have a strategy that brings South African children together. And there is also an ugly perception that's going on out there, that the only people who need to social cohesion are black people in this country. And I think all population groups in this country need, the whole country needs the benefit of social cohesion. Because if we didn't, I mean, otherwise we would not be seeing those ugly scenes at the University of Free State. The white kids from Waterstroff just go and killing a homeless person. So it is a national question. It is a national issue. And you are correct, Honourable Member, in raising it here, because it's not going to come from any other portfolio in government. You know, African culture is the glue that's going to hold this nation. And unless we address that and address it critically, we're not going to go too far. Are we getting there? Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that across government, there are programs that have been put together in terms of addressing the challenges of social cohesion. And so, yes, we are making progress. But it's still too early for us to say we are making an impact and what the nature of that impact is. And I remember one day I was presenting here to the portfolio committee, and I said, if the head of state wants to know about the health of the economy of this country, what does he do? He calls the Minister of Finance, he calls the Minister of the Governor of the Reserve Bank, he says an industry. And you get given statistics, the exports are dropping or the exports are increasing, the rent, inflation, and what so forth. But where do we go when we want to know the health of this nation? What do we give to the head of state? To say, as a matter of fact, that there is a proper alignment between the brain, the head, the brain, and the soul of the people. How do we begin to measure that? And so we do not have social institutes in the country that addresses and measures the patterns of social cohesion, patterns of social development, so that we can pick up these things early on. By the time we pick them up, we are challenged. Perhaps we need to have another take at the Human Sciences Research Council and see whether the Human Sciences Research Council is it properly located within science and technology? Mm-hmm. Or even if it stays there, but is the work that it does, you know, guided by some of these things? And perhaps also it would be good that we can engage with bodies as such. Yes, there is one-sidedness in terms of Freedom Day, and we're trying to address that. Last year we had a very good National Day of Reconciliation, and the packaging was very different from the normal packaging, and we saw the other racial groups participating, and it did not catch the national imagination then, because everybody was heading towards Bolivar, you know, and hopefully this year there won't be the Bolivar factor, and then we can have a look at that. But yes, it's a very, very relevant question, Honourable Member, and I think it's one that we continuously need to engage with, because it's something that we can ill afford.
Now, you know, where to go and what to say.
Thank you very much. Chairperson, you know, 5 minutes.
You do have a copy of it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't think that 5 minutes, I think 5 minutes will be too much. It should be less than 5 minutes. Just to say that as you saw in the presentation, that there are those special projects that we agreed upon with the National Heritage Council, that there will be that ring fence amount of 16.2 that